Morning. Daf Mem Aleph in Brachos. We're nearly at the Mishnah on Mem Amud Beis. We just have a little bit more to do to just catch ourselves up to the Mishnah. We're talking about the definition of a bracha. What makes a bracha? Remember yesterday the Gemara had a story of someone who, after eating bread, said, God, thank you. Thanks so much for the bread. I really appreciate it. It was excellent. So, to be a little more specific, right, Brich Mare Dai Rifta. Thank God for this bread. So, the Gemara interjected that maybe he added the word Rachmana so that he said God's name. Whatever the case is, he said a very abridged version of benching, and it worked. It was potter. Gemara had a number of technical issues. Isn't benching made up of three brachas? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's a fair point. So maybe this constitutes the first of the three brachas. Okay. What about the fact that he didn't say Shem Hashem? So the Gemara said, okay, insert Shem Hashem. Maybe he did say Shem Hashem. Okay, and the point is that even though you bench, and even though you're benching not in the original Nusach and the Lashon HaKodesh, but you translate into English or English into Aramaic, and furthermore, even though you paraphrased it, that's also fine. That'll also work. Gufa the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Kol Bracha Shem Ba'Azkar Hashem and a Bracha." Okay, so Rava starts off the discussion by saying that you need that in order for a bracha to be a bracha, it needs Hazkar Hashem. Meaning, we're talking now minimum requirements. What is the basics of a bracha? So Rav says it needs Shem Hashem. Rav Yochanan Amar Kol Bracha Shem Ba'Malchus in a bracha. Now Rav Yochanan goes one step further and he says you need Melech, you need Malchus in there. So Amar Abai Kavas the Rav Mistabit to Tanya Lo Avatim and Masosach Lo Shachachti. So Abai says, look, I think Rav is right, because we go back to Vidu and Meiser. Vidu and Meiser we just learned a couple days ago in Shul and Shabbos. So part of the Vidu is, I did everything correctly. So, lo avarti me mitzvah stecha, I didn't pass over any mitzvah, but lo shachachti, and I didn't forget. Lo avarti me levarech, and the Gemara over here brings that I didn't forget to make a bracha, velo shachachti me lahazkir shimcha alav. And when I made a bracha, what did I do? I included Shem Hashem. So ve'ilamachos lo ketani. Now, interestingly, in other words, as a general point, which we're really not going to discuss, right? All the mafarshim and Rashi bring it and Chumash discuss this. You can take a look at Rashi and Chumash. You can take a look at the mafarshim and Rashi and Chumash. Essentially, what the Gemara is doing is it's darshaning psukim in the Torah as a reference to a bracha. Now we know brachas are midrabban. Brachas are not midaraisa, with notable exception, benching and birchas haTorah. But in other words, generally brachos are midrabban, and so it's interesting that the Gemara over here is quoting a pasuk darshaning how to make a bracha, but when really brachos are midrabban. Okay, so you can see the Mefarshim and Rashi who deal with that. But anyway, but right now it says lo avarti mimitzvosecha. I didn't forget to make a bracha, and lo shachachti, and I didn't forget to say Shem Hashem. Okay, what's not mentioned? Malchus. V'ilu malchus, l'ketani. V'rav Yochanan t'ni, v'lo shachachtim l'esker shimcha u'machutzcha alav. So what's Rav Yochanan going to do? Okay, so he's going to tweak the Braisa. The Braisa actually says, I didn't forget to make a bracha, and in the bracha, I didn't forget to include Shem Hashem and malchus. Okay.
You could have said, in the name, you have malchus already. So
right.
Combination.
Correct. Now, it's interesting because, generally speaking, we don't make up our own bracha. So, to say, who do we paskin like? Meaning, it's a funny question. When we make a bracha, we're going to open up a siddur and say whatever the nusach is to say. So, we don't paskin. But, interesting though, take a look at Tosos number 3 on the page. I'm Rabbi Kavasa, the Rav Mistaber, Chula Yishma Fashin, the Mistaber, Braisa Kavase. In other words, some say that, okay, the Braisa goes like Rav. Omir Rav Alfas, Pasuk Rav Yochanan. But the Rif says that the Halach is like Rav Yochanan. So that means that in order to make a successful bracha, you have to say Shem Hashem and you have to say Malchus. Okay. V'chein Pasuk read, the Chol Bracha Shem B'Malchus Shemaim Eino Bracha. And the Rif also agrees with the Pesach of the Rif as well, that in order for a bracha to be a bracha, you have to say Shem Hashem, and you have to say Malchus. So let's say like this. Let's say, how's this going to have practical application? Let's say you make a bracha of a motzi, and you basically, you don't get through the bracha so well. You don't succeed in saying every word of the bracha. And you leave out the word melech. Okay, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Haolam. Okay, so you missed a word in the bracha. Do you have to go back and say the bracha over again? So, according to the Rif and according to the Reed, since we passed like Rav Yochanan, the answer is yes. Because once you didn't say the word Melech, it's not a bracha, and therefore you got to go back and you got to say it again. The afilu dilek chova tevas haolam. And furthermore, he says, I'll give you even another detail. Let's say you say the word melech, but you left out the word ha'olam. No good. You got to go back and say it again. Because just to say, simply say melech, that's not malchus. Malchus is saying that God is not just a king. You have to say he's the king. So that's what we say melech ha'olam. So, okay. Ubrachu shel shmona esrei, good. So that's, halachic ruling of Tosfos. That a bracha has to have Shem Hashem and it has to have Malchus. And omission of either makes it not a bracha. Okay, good. Ubrachos shel shmona esrei ein behem Malchus. So now Tosfos is bothered by a lot of very basic issues. Meaning, I can show you a couple of brachas out there that don't have Malchus. So let's start off with a good one. Shmona esrei. Shmona esrei doesn't have Malchus. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and I could go on. In other words, then there's no Malchus in Shmona Esrei. So how does that work? Shmona Esrei means Shmona Esrei Brachos. It's 18 Brachos. But don't you need Malchus? Now my question. Shmona Esrei ain't by Malchus, ain't by B'Psicha V'Chasima, ain't Shaykh Malchus. Aval okay, Avraham, have Kamo Malchus. So Toso says, and you got to say something, meaning it's such a strong question. So he suggests that maybe when it says, okay, Avraham, that is Malchus. So the Kamo Malchus to Avraham Avinu, Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaOlam Shodiyah Malchuso. Because what did Avraham do over the course of his entire life? He broadcasted that God is king. In other words, he brought in monotheism into the world. So that's a declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king. U'me'ein sheva d'matza b'shabbos hol v'yish ba ha'kel ha'kadosh she'ein kamohu. Right, another example of a bracha where you don't find malchus. Like it's funny. Like just pay attention and you'll see. There are a couple of what seems to be infractions. So what about Friday night? Right, we say like a mini chazar sashat after Maariv. So there's no malchus over there. So Tosu says hakel hakadosh she'ein kamohu. So that's your malchus. Hainu kamo malchus kamo shema Yisrael Hashem lakeinu Hashem echad. Meaning once we singularize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's malchus. In general, you should know that the Rambam counts, he counts the mitzvahs in the Torah, right? We're familiar, Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah number two is the Rambam counts Kabbalas Ol Malchus, meaning to accept God as a sovereign king. That is... the second mitzvah in the Torah, and the Mishnah Brewer points out in the very beginning of the Sefer that's a mitzvah you could do at all times. Meaning it's not really limited to any time of day. Meaning if you're, if you're just not doing anything or you're whatever, you're in a situation where you don't know what to do with the time, so you could do a mitzvah. And the mitzvah is that you can be miachid Shem Hashem. You could singularize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and simply say to yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. He's the king of the world. Second mitzvah of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And the Rambam says it's known by two things. It's known as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, which, by the way, we do that when we say Shema. And on top of that, says the Rambam, it's also known as Yichud Hashem, singularizing Hashem. So when we say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so we're being mekabel the mitzvah of, in other words, we're saying the mitzvah of Shema, but we're being mekabel the mitzvah of Ol Malchus Shemayim. So essentially, that's what Tosfos says right over here. Meaning when we say Hakel Hakadosh She'ein Kamohu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no one like you. So that means we're singularizing Hashem, which is tantamount to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Hainu Kamo Malchus Kamo Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Da'aveh B'Makom Malchus. Okay, good. And by the way, we also know this Rosh Hashanah Nusach, right? When we say Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So we have 10 psukim that indicate that Kadosh Baruch Hu is king. What's one of those 10 psukim that we cite? Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, meaning for Malchus. Okay. All right, very good. Let's go on. Mishnah. Al Dav Hashem Gedula Min Ha'aretz Omer She'Hakol Nibidvaro. Anything that does not grow out of the ground, so the bracha is going to be She'Hakol. Okay, so all your proteins, right? Meat, cheese, eggs, all your proteins, anything that does not grow on the ground. Now, and basically any foods which, I don't want to say stop being a food, but went through a radical change and not a good one. Like it went through an inferior change. So vinegar and novlos, we'll have a discussion of what that is. And guvai, Your guess is better than mine. Grasshoppers. I'm sorry. Thank you. Omer shakol niya bedvaro. So for those things you say shahakol. Okay, proteins. Good. So Rav Yehuda omer kol shu min.
Why is it different than
the
grasshopper?
Yeah, I mean, it's a protein. It's not, okay, good point. Rav Yehuda omer kol shu min klala im evarchin alav. Anything which is min klala. Now, the way Rashi understands Rav Yehuda over here, he basically means all of the above, meaning chometz, novlos, guvai, any of the above. Oh, this is going to answer your question. Any of the above you're not going to make a bracha at all. Oh. Meaning, why? Because they're min klala, because they're destructive. Mm-hmm. Now, vinegar, right? What's destructive about vinegar? Meaning, it's ruined wine, exactly. Meaning, it's wine that basically soured.
Right.
Now, in other words, I know a lot of us like vinegar, but it's ruined wine, so therefore, it's a min klala, you're not going to make a bracha. Novlos, which I haven't really identified yet, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Let's just assume right now it's something that gets ruined. And grasshoppers, right? Anytime we read about grasshoppers in the Chumash, it's never good, right? They come and they destroy, seventh plague in Mitzrayim, and first one or two prakim of Yoel. Okay, that's all I know on Treyasar. Okay, that's it. I've exhausted my Treyasar knowledge. But anyway, kol shu min klala im evarchin alav. Hayil fun of minim harbe. Now, what if you have various foods in front of you? Which one comes first? Rav Yehuda Amrim Yesh Beinayim in Shiva Alav Hu Mevarech. So Rav Yehuda says, well, take a look. If there's a food there that's of the Shiva Saminim, seven species, so that one's going to come first. V'chachamim Amrim Mevarech Aleizim Mem Shiirtze. And the Chachamim say, you choose. Okay. Much to discuss in the Mishnah. Let's start step by step. Tanu Rabbanan Al Davashen Gedulam and Aretz Kigon. V'asabahim Etzchayiz V'ofiz V'dagim Amr Shakol Ni'ibet V'arom. So your meats, animal meat, bird meat, fish meat, fish, I understand. Okay, so the bracha shakol. Ala chalav, ala beitim, ala gvina, omer shakol. Okay, so milk, eggs, cheese, shakol. Ala pasha ifsha, bread that gets moldy. I don't recommend eating it, but that's neither here nor there. It provides some sort of sustenance. I know you can get sick from it, but... Yeah. Ala pasha afshav ala yain shehikrim or wine that gets moldy, tafsha shavar tzuras, or any dish that basically lost its complexion, basically it's spoiled. Omer shakol, so the bracha is going to make a shahakol. Al hamelch v'al hazamitz v'al kamein nupitshios omer shakol. If you're going to eat salt, that's strange. Maybe the Gemara here means salt water. Vizamiz valkamein pitrios, or any type of fungus, mushrooms, or how do we say truffle?
Truffle.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So no, it's shakol. Omer shakol. So lamein de kamein pitrios lav gedule karkanin of Italian. The Gemara says, well, don't we have a Mishnah in a darim or a brisa, if you will? Hanoder mi peros haaretz, also mi peros haaretz. Umut be kamein pitrios. If I say never again will I eat fruit. And you swear off fruit, and you say, as a neder, no fruit, no more fruit for me, so you can still eat mushrooms. However, im amar kol gidule karka, anything that grows from the ground, alai aser, meaning that's it. I'm going into a full, all-protein diet. Anything that grows on the ground, not for me. And he says it by force of neder, af bechmeim apichios, so he can't even eat mushrooms. So what do you see from this? Braisa, command apichios, are... out of the ground. So why would the bracha be shakol? Amar Abaye mir barabu me'ara minke lo yanke me'ara. Yeah, they grow off the ground. But they're not sourced from the ground. The nourishment doesn't come from the ground. They're a fungus. They can grow anywhere.
What's
grow
the difference between a truffle and a mushroom?
The truffles
grow underground.
The price will be...
there you go. There you go. And the price.
So
Yeah.
Okay,
only
fine.
Okay,
and the they can grow them anywhere. You can grow them on a rock. It's a fungus that can grow in a house. So it's grown on the ground, but not from the ground. And oh, by the way, and the Gemara doesn't say this, but allow me to say it. When it comes to neder, So nedarim follow lashon bnei adam, meaning that a neder doesn't give us really what a definition of something is. It just it's the understood language of how people talk and what people usually mean when they say something. So really, I mean, the Gemara says this often. I'm not really innovating anything right now. But when the Gemara asks any question from nedarim, it doesn't really define something. It just tells us how people normally talk and understand one another. All right, so when you learn our Mishnah, really what our Mishnah means is davishenu yonek minaretz, meaning if it doesn't draw its sustenance from the ground, so you're going to make a shahakal and mushrooms and truffles are going, you're going to make a shahakal. Okay, a conclusion of this bit of Gemara, you make a shahakal over your mushrooms. The alhan novlos. Now my novel. So now we have one thing mentioned in our Mishnah, which is a shahakal, which is novel. Now what is that? So Rav Zev, Rav Eli, so the Gemara brings it as a machlokas, chanama bushle kimra, v'chanama tamra dezika. Now, bushle kimra means that they are dates that were scorched by the sun. Okay? So sun-dried dates or sun-scorched dates. And, the other position is tamra dezika, dates that were blown off the tree. Now, Tanan Rav Yehuda Amar Kol She'im Klala in Mevarchen Alav. Now, how does this work in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah, we had the opinion of Rav Yehuda who says that anything which is min klala, you do not make a bracha over it. Now, Bishlam Laman Dabar Bushle Kimra, Hayne Dekari Le Min Klala. Now, the first definition of Novlos is that it's sun scorched. Okay, that's klala. Meaning what happened is that it got toasted and burnt in the sun. So that's a klala. But if you want to tell me that the definition of novlos is it just simply got blown off the tree, that's a klala. That's funny. I'm in my South Floridian state of mind. I'm thinking, yeah, a wind can be a klala. It can be a very big klala. So, but the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara says it just simply was a nice breeze that blew it off the tree. So where's the klala? So the Gemara says, Ashara. The Gemara says, you're right. And what Rav Yehuda meant is that I'm going on the other things listed in the Mishnah, on the grasshoppers, on the vinegar. Those are min klala, but not the novlos. Now, Ikad Amri, now the Gemara is going to do this again in a slightly different version. Now, if it's bushle kimra, I understand how the bracha could be shakal. Meaning, what we're going to do now is we're attacking the definitions, but not based on Rav Yehuda's position, but just go right back to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, what's the bracha novlos? Shahakal. So if it's unscorched, I understand. Meaning that the fruit itself went through a radical transformation. It got burnt by the sun. So therefore, the bracha gets reduced to a shahakal. I get that. But if it just gets blown off the tree, why would the bracha change? It's a fruit. So good, so it got blown off the tree. But it's a fruit. You make a ha'etz. So the Gemara says like this, okay, so you have to say that when our Mishnah talks about Novlos, and Novlos being a bracha of Shahakal, it has to be that Novlos by itself in our Mishnah means it's sun-scorched. It's got to be. Otherwise, why would the bracha change from a ha'et to a Shahakal? Okay, so it's our Mishnah talking about where it's sun-scorched. Keep pleading Novlos Tamra. The debate that's taking place over here is when we learn about Novlos Tamra. Now, in our Mishnah, is it Novlos Tamra? No, in our Mishnah, it's just Novlos. Where are you going to find Novlos Tamra? That's right, the first Mishnah in Demai. Of course. No. Did not. Hakalan Shabbat Demai, the Gemara here gives us a list of things where you could be makel by Demai. Now, Demai in general, we know, you go to your local Alma Aretz, you buy produce from your local Alma Aretz. Did he take off Shumas Amaisros? And the answer is, I don't know. He's an Alma Aretz, so we're not sure. Maybe he did, and by the way, just as a secret between you and me, he probably did. But the rabbis imposed the chumrah, and the chumrah midrabbanan is that you have to take off meiser again. Okay, that's the whole halacha of demai. Certain fruits and vegetables, which are so cheap, where basically we never would suspect that the Ama Aretz would not take off chumas and meisros. And here, the first Mishnah in demai gives us a list. Hakalan Shabbat Demai. Those things where you could be makel are the following. Shisan Rimen HaOzradim Menoshuach Menoshikma V'gufnim V'nitzva V'novlos Tamra. Okay, now please, don't ask me. It's fair. It's a fair question. But don't ask me what all these are. I don't know. Perfect timing. But But I do know, though, that the last thing mentioned, this Mishnah and Demai, is Novlos Tamra. Right. That's the machlokus between the Amoraim in terms of what it is. So the Gemara over here goes and tries to help us along through some of the things mentioned in this Mishnah and Demai. Shisa Damar Rabba Barbachanam Rav Yochanan Minta Einim. Okay, it's a form of fig. Rimin. Okay, that's number two on this list. Rimin. Kandi. Okay. All right. Ha'ozradin, that's the third thing mentioned in the Mishnah in Demai. Tulshe. Okay. Okay, you understand. The Gemara is trying to help us understand what these fruit are. It would be helpful if A, we knew what the Mishnah in Demai was talking about, and B, if we knew what the Aramaic translation of these things are. Someone who researched more than me would know. I didn't look into it enough. But no, Shuach, that's the fourth thing mentioned in the Mishnah in Demai. Amrabba Bechan, Amrav Yochan, Teni Chavirta, that's white figs. Benot Shikma, that's the fifth thing mentioned in this Mishnah in Demai. So Amrabba Bechan, Amrav Yochan, and Duvle. I have written over here chestnuts. I may even be right. Gufanim, sixth thing mentioned in the Mishnah in Demai. Shili, Gufne. I have over here late grapes.
Right.
Look at that. And Natspa, that's number seven. So that's Parcha. That's the fruit of the Tzlaf. You remember?
Yeah,
the caper bush. Novlos, Tamara. And now we could say the eighth thing mentioned in that Mishnah in Demai. Eight fruits which are so cheap that the Am Haaretz will take off Trumas and Maisos, no question about it. So Rabbi Live, I'm sorry. So Rabbi Live, Rav Zeir Chanamar Bushli Kav Vachanamar Tamar Dezika. Good. That's the debate. Whether it's sun scorched or whether it's wind blown off the tree by the wind. Bishlam Laman Tamar Bushli Kamar Haina Diktani Hakan Shabbatnai Sfeikin Hu Depata Avada Chayav. So the Gemara says, look, I understand sun scorched because they're Chayav and Trumas and Maisos. I understand that. Elaman Dharma Tamar Dezika. So Vada Chayav have Kareninu. But if they were blown off the tree, so let's think about this for a moment. Fruit which is blown off the tree, and they're lying down on the ground on nobody's property. Let's assume that. On nobody's property. So yeah, so it's not even for the poor. We could say it even better. It's Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. Now, one of your basic rules of Hafrashas Trumas HaMaestros is Hefker is not obligated in Trumas HaMaestros. So in other words, why are we having a discussion of Demai? There is no halachos of Trumas HaMaestros that would apply to Hefker. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, well, what we could argue is, not argue, but we could suggest the following. Maybe somebody collected it. Let's say a poor person collected it. And what did he do? He brought it into his house. And he piled them up. And now, even though it was Hefker, and even though it was exempt from Trumas HaMaestros, now because he piled it up, it's going to be obligated in Trumas HaMaestros. The Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Alekev, Ashech, Vapea, Sha'asan Gorin, Hukva, Lamaiser. So you can have, it's so interesting, something which was exempt in Trumas HaMaestros, and because of the way you piled it together, it can become re-obligated. Okay?
Yeah, so if you just laid it down also?
I assume so.
If you just laid it out on the table
flat. In other words, or if you just ate it one by one, so you'd be fine. But once you bring it in, and once you pile it on, it's chayv and meiser. Okay, is that work minatorim and derabanan? I'm unsure, but okay. Ikadami, now, we'll do this again, slightly different version of the discussion.
We went through this because of the shakwok, or...
We went through this because the Gemara could not fathom that we're having a debate of what Novlos is in our Mishnah. If it's just dates that got blown off the tree, the bracha is not going to change. It's still going to be ha'etz. The Gemara says, point taken, the whole machlokis of what Novlos are is Novlos Tamra. Novlos Tamra, where do you find that? First Mishnah in Demai, and it just gave us an opportunity to learn together First Mishnah in Demai.
So that means that
it means we're on our way to learning the Mishnayos in Demai. We're one Mishnah in. and dates that are blown off the tree are Ha'etz. That's also what it means. Now, Igadame Bishlam Laman Dharma Tamra Dezika Hainu Dahacha Karle Novlos Tamra Vasan Karle Tamra. El Laman Dharma Busha Kimra and Nice Idavida Novlos Tamra or Idavida Novlos Tamra. Look, now we have just learned together. You have a Mishnah in Brachos and we have a Mishnah in Demai. The Mishnah in Brachos speaks about Novlos, and the Mishnah in Demai speaks about Novlos Tamra. Now, if you understand that there are actually two different types of dates, so that's great. But if you're of the opinion that really it's talking about the same date, that both are talking about sun-scorched dates, So why would I have two different terms? Right. The Gemara ends off by saying kasha. Good point. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. No, the bracha. No. We have. In other words, we have total clarity on the brachas. That part of the Gemara has total clarity on. Meaning, if it's unscorched, which means that it really now is inferior. I don't think the Gemara here is talking about the dates that we buy in the store. I mean, sunscorched means it's really like, it's not ruined, but...
Decomposed.
Yeah, decomposed. So, mushed, right? Good. I like that. So then the bracha gets reduced to a shahakol. But if it's a date that got blown off the tree or just a little bit dry, then the bracha is heights.
I don't know if Kristen can get another idea. You have to...
The Gemara assumes, with a lot of these things that the Gemara talks about, you know, it doesn't sound that appetizing, but there's some benefit. Hayulafan of minim harbe. By the way, hana doesn't mean that you enjoy it. Hana just simply means that your body sustains. Okay. Hayulafan of minim harbe. Amar ula. Okay. Now we get to very, very important halach lama. I mean, it's all important. Okay. Not that kind of qualification. Very practical and relevant halach lamasa. And I'm warning you now. It's another one of those times in the sixth parak of brachos where the conclusion is not going to be that clear. Okay, I'm throwing it out there. Okay, and it happens all the time. You sit down at a table. You didn't wash your hands. You didn't have bread. That would make everything easy because then, right? You made hamotzi, and please enjoy. And there are going to be times where it's not that easy. There are, you know, fruit at the end of the meal. Okay, but dessert. But in general, though, you're pretty good. You don't have to think about brachos. However, if you're at a table where various foods are presented in front of you, which one should you take first? Which one should you make a bracha first? That's the discussion we're about to have. We're about to enter into this discussion. So I'm going to tell you that's a machlokas in the Gemara. I'm then going to further tell you that's a machlokas amongst the Rishonim, how we rule. So something where has a lot of basic relevancy, and the conclusion is not going to be super clear. Okay, but we'll try.
You make first, but you have to make one on each item.
All right, so let's take this step by step. So let's start off with what we know. We have a machlokas in our Mishnah. We'll go back to the Mishnah we started off with this morning, and that is it's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. I'm going to reread the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Amrim Yesh Beneihem. I'm sorry. Ha'ilafan of Minim Harbi. You have different types of food. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Rav Yehuda Amrim Yesh Beneihem Min Shiva Alav Hu Mevarech. If one of those foods is of the seven species, grab that one first. What if you have two foods that are both of the seven species? Stay tuned. Okay, we'll come back to that. And the Chachamim Omer Mevarech Al Eizem Mem Shiyirtz, and the Chachamim say, no, you choose. Okay, and even when the Chachamim say you choose, is there any guidelines in terms of how you choose? Okay, so Amar Ulam. So we start off with the following. There's a debate in our Mishnah. Agreed. Agreed that there's a disagreement. But the machlokus in the Mishnah is when all the various foods have the same bracha. Meaning they're all, let's say they're all ha'etz. So, if let's make this very practical. I have an olive and an apple on the table. According to Rav Yehuda, you go for that olive. The olive is min shiva, it's part of the seven species. So you take the olive first, you make the bracha on the olive first, then you would eat the apple. V'rabbanim savri min chaviv adif, and the chachamim say, no, whichever one you prefer first. You like apples more than olives? So then go for the apple first. Aval b'she'en b'chor same shavos. But if the food's on the table, the brachas are not the same, de'ver ha'kol mevarech al zeh v'chor zeh mevarech al zeh. So now, you make a bracha, different according to everybody, over this one first, and then over that one first.
Which one?
Yeah, now good. Now, good. I'm watching everyone try to process this information. Right? Now, which one first? Well, now, so let's, okay, so let me lay it out like this. So Tosos says over here, Tosos first presents the opinion of the Bahag. Sorry. Tosos presents his own opinion and then presents the opinion of the Bahag. Tosos essentially says whichever one you like better. In other words, you have two foods in front of you. Okay, so let's say you have an olive and a piece of meat. Okay? The olive is an ha'etz and the meat is shahakol. So the Gemara, according to Ula, would say, Mavarech alzeh v'chozeh mavarech alzeh. Well, first make a bracha on this one and then over this one. Well, which one are we talking about? So the way Tosfos understands it is chaviva. Go with the one that is more beloved to you. So you like meat more than olives, so take the meat first. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara over here. Okay, not everyone is going to be in agreement with Tosfos. We'll start off. We'll come back to that. Now Meisvei. Okay, let's do the Gemara, and then I'll come back to Tosfos, and I'll come back to more halachic conclusions. How you the fun of you? I know. How you the fun of some vizayis, meverachal some of potros vizayis. Now, if you have cabbage and an olive in front of you, so first meverachal some of potros vizayis. So the Gemara says, so you make a bracha on the cabbage, and that takes care of your olive. Now the Gemara says, what? The Gemara says, well, leave that price out of the discussion, because that discussion is a discussion of ikar v'tafel. Mm-hmm. Meaning, right now, you want to eat the cabbage, the olive is just there as a condiment to the cabbage. I know that's a funny statement, but I'll say it. The olive is just a condiment to the cabbage. So, the Gemara says, well, if you're right, what about the next part, which is Rav Yehuda Amar Mevarach L'Zayis Shazayis Mimin Shiva? Or Rav Yehuda disagrees, he says, no, make a bracha over the olive, because the olive is of the same species. So, Leis Leila Rav Yehuda did not call Shuikar V'imo Tfela Mevarach L'Ikar V'Bosa as a Tfela. And you want to suggest to me that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold to this whole concept of Ikar V'Tafel? V'chite Machanami, and the Gemara says, and maybe you really think that? The Leis Leila Tanya Rav Yehuda Amar Machmav Snon Bahazayis Mevarach L'Snon U'Potar Sazayis. It's just simply not true. Rav Yehuda holds of this concept of ikar v'tafel, where you make a bracha of the ikar and that exempts you from the tafel. So la'olam b'tznon ikar askinon. So the Gemara says like this: the tznon is the ikar v'chi pliga Rav Yehuda v'rabbanim b'milsa achrita pliga v'chesur mechzor v'hachi ketani. Meaning the brisa is just quoted to us was incomplete. We're going to now fill in the brisa, and here it is now, the brisa as it's filled in. Hay lefanav. Tznon v'zayis, so you have cabbage and olive in front of you. Mevarachal tznon potros v'zayis, b'med dvar mamurim, kashat tznon ikar. Fine. Now we're cooking. Literally. If the cabbage is what you really want to eat, and the olive is just there as a condiment for the cabbage, so you make a bracha, a bor pri adama on the cabbage, and that's it. The olive is a tafel. Aval einat tznon ikar, divrachal mevarachal zev, v'chozim mevarachal zev. But if there's no ikar v'tafel, meaning you just simply want to eat both, neither is being an accessory to the other, so then you're going to make a bracha on each one individually. Okay. Ushnei minim ba'amo shebir chosem shavos, mevarach leizem em shiirts, the Rav Yehuda mevarach la'azai shazai memin sheva. And if the bracha is the same, meaning I have an olive and an apple, they're both ha'eitz, so now what? Now we go back to our tried and true machlokas that we saw back in the Mishnah, which is, first, according to Rav Yehuda, you go with the Shiva Minim first, the Aleph first, and according to the Chachamim, Chaviv. You go with the one that you like better. Let's go on in the Gemara. Pliga bar Rabbi Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Chachanam Machlokas b'Shebir Chosem Shavos, Rav Yehuda Savra Min Shiva Adiv, Rabban Savra Min Chaviv Adiv. According to one position, like we said before, the whole Machlokas in our Mishnah is when the brachas of the two foods are the same. But if the brachas are not the same, so then make a bracha on this one first and then on that one. Now again, it goes back to the same question that we said earlier. Which one first? So again, according to Tosfos, which one, the one that you like more. Okay, but only if brachos same shavos, according to this opinion. Now, according to the other mandamer, no. Even when the brachas are not the same, there's still going to be the same debate between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Bishlam alamandamer b'shem b'chosem shavos machlokes shapir. Alamandamer b'shem b'chosem shavos pligi, but my pligi. So the Gemara says, what is the debate? I'm Rav Yirmiya lahaktim, lahaktim. So according to Rav Yirmiya, in other words, when the Torah lays down, here are your seven species. What is the Torah doing over there? It's giving you a pecking order. First, wheat. Next thing that's better is barley. Next after that, in other words, it's actually rating the foods. The Torah is giving you a rating. Whichever is first in the pasuk is first in terms of bracha. Shenemar, Eretz, Chita, Sarah, Gefentena, Rimon, Eretz, Eishemen, Udvash. Good. So in other words, basically, according to this Manda Amar, the Torah is giving you a rating system. Which one is better? Which one is tastier? That's the way Rashi presents it. And so therefore, regardless of what foods are out there, you follow the Pasuk. Meaning the Pasuk is telling you that there is an objective way of rating foods, which means there's an objective way of determining which bracha should be said first. Okay, good. That is one position in the Gemara. Upligi de Rav Chanan, Dam Rav Chanan, called Pasuk Kulo Shiur. Now Rav Chanan fundamentally disagrees in terms of the nature of the Shiva Saminim. Now, before we go to Rav Chanan and his total disagreement of how to understand this Pasuk of the seven species, so let's for a moment go back now to the Halacha. Okay, so where do we stand right now? So, I have various foods in front of me. It's a question of Kedima, which bracha do I make first? So in the Gemara, we have a debate between Amarayim, meaning, let me start off first with the Mishnah. The Mishnah presents a machlok between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, always follow the Pasuk. The Chachamim say, no, whichever one you like better. So now, this machlok is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Is now further a machlok is between Amarayim. Is that talking about when the brachas are the same? Or is that talking about even when the brachas are different? That's a machlokas amarayim. Okay, now, what's the halacha? So, this is now where it's going to get tricky. If the brachas, let's assume, okay, this is how Tosus understands it, that when the brachas are the same, that's a machlokas in the Mishnah, and when the brachas are different, there's no debate, we all agree, yimevarech al zeh, v'chozer mevarech al zeh. Okay, so let's start off when the brachas are the same. Okay, so let's say the brachas are the same. So I have an olive and an apple. Good. So, what? And they're both eights. So which one should I take first? Right. Meaning the Mishnah tells us that's a debate between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Good. Who do we follow? Okay. So I told you this is going to get complicated. In other words, I will not undersell. It's complicated. So who do we follow? So here there's a machlokis between the Rif and the Rambam versus Tosfos. Now the Rif and the Rambam says, the Chachamim are right. Meaning, and what do the Chachamim say? Whichever one you prefer. The one you prefer is the one you're going to take first. So olives versus apples, so you tell me, which one do you like? That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And that's the one that you're going to make the bracha over. And that is the opinion of the Chachamim, and that is the ruling of the Rif and the Rambam. Tosfos and the Bahag say that Rav Yehuda is correct. Now it's interesting because it's Yachid V'Rabim, and why they side with Rav Yehuda is interesting, but they say no, Rav Yehuda is correct. And therefore, the olive comes before the apple. So now, on a very simple question of, I have an apple and I have an olive in front of me. So which one should get a bracha first? So the truth of the matter is that it's really subject to a debate. It's subject to a debate in our Mishnah, and it's a subject to a debate between the Rishonim in terms of which way to follow. Now, if you happen to like olives more than apples, so you're good. You're in a good position, because then you got both Rav Yehuda and you got the Chachamim as well. Okay. What if the brachas are not the same? So now, It's a machlokus in the Gemara between the Amarayim. It's also a machlokus between Tosfos and the Bahag. Where, in other words, here's what we'll say. Mevarech al zeh, chozer mevarech al zeh. I'm going to make two separate brachas. If I have now an olive and a piece of meat, so I'm going to make two separate brachas. Which one comes first? Tosfos says, here, go with the one you want more. Okay? The Bahag says, no. Huh? Yeah, in other words, correct. Go with the bracha that is more specific. Right, and so therefore make the bracha on the olive first. Okay, so again, I told you, this issue of kedima now becomes a very complex issue in terms of, I have various fruits in front of me, it is going to be tricky to determine which one to make a bracha over first. The Rambam, says that when the brachas are the same, so then the Rambam says that you go with the one you prefer. And when the brachas are not the same, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about what the Rambam would say there. I'd have to look that up again.
What happened if it's both the ways in that Duma?
Not shakol. Shakol, I can
understand. Yeah, but sabari pere reitz and adama. So you ask. No, the ha'etz is more specific. But according to Tosfos, though, you go with the one that you prefer.
Eitz
is more specific on Adama, but Tosfos would say fine, but they're two separate brachas. Okay. So therefore, you go with the one that you prefer. Shulchan Aruch, I don't have a Shulchan Aruch in front of me right now. I encourage you to read it. He cites both opinions. Okay, it's an issue. Okay, now let's finish up. We have more Gemara than we need to do today. Okay. Upligi de Rav Chanan, the Amar Rav Chanan called Pasukul Ushir and Amar. Now, this issue of why does the Torah give us a list of seven species? So, Rav Chanan says, I'll tell you why. Nothing to do with pecking order. It has to do with its significant. Each fruit that the Torah gives us has halachic significance. It's the way Rashi says it, it's Shevach for Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael not only produces fruit, but fruit that are halachically significant. And we're going to get to go through the halachic significance of each one of the fruit. So let's go through this. Chita didnan. Hanichnas lebeis hamnuga. You go into a house that is right now contaminated with saras. Now you know the halacha, it gives off tumas ohel. Just being in that house will make you tameh. V'kelev aktava v'sanda v'tabasa b'yadav huvehen tamein miyad. Now when do you become tameh? Miyad, immediately. Hayalavush kelev v'sandalabar aglav v'tabasa b'etzbasav hu tameh miyad v'hen tarin ashiye b'chtei achilas pras. Now,
due to our traffic on the road, we're going to start off a little late.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to start closer to
8:10. Okay, that's... Oh. Okay, I know that was Shimmy, but that was Min HaShemayim. I know. I know. So number one, the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is that when you go into the house of Manuga, you become tamei immediately, but the clothing that you wear become tamei only after a delay. What's that delay? So it's an interesting interval, time interval. It's the amount of time to eat bread. I know we Jews always think in terms of food. So you want to know how long is it going to take? Oh, about the time to eat a sandwich. I mean, it's funny, and that's essentially what the Gemara says. Yeah. So bechtei achilas pras pas chitim v'lo pas arim, and the Gemara here is saying, and not just a sandwich, but a wheat sandwich, and mesa v'ochlam beliftim, and of course, right with condiments, meaning not just bread. Okay, so that's chita. That's the shear of chita. Sar did not etzim kasara. Now touching a bone of human remains makes you tame, maga or masa, and the bone has to be the size of a barley kernel. A matame maga of a masa vein, a matame bohal, and no tomas ohal by bones, by bone chips. Number three, gefen kedei revias yayin lanazir. If you're a nazir and you're subject to malchus, if you drink wine, how much wine? The size of a grape. I'm sorry, revias yayin. Sorry, a quarter log. Teina kegrogeris otsa Shabbos grogeris with, that's our fig. That's how much you have to carry on Shabbos in order to be liable for Shabbos violation. Rimon kedinan. Now, what about a pomegranate? So that's a Mishnah in Kalim. So not so long ago, we quoted the 17th parak of Kalim. I think even yesterday it was. Okay, we go back to the 17th parak of Kalim. Riemon kidna called bale batim. I'm sorry, kli bale batim shiur and kerimonim. You have a kli in your house. Once it becomes dysfunctional kli, so it no longer is mekabel tuma. And even if it's tame and it becomes dysfunctional, it loses its tuma. How big a hole does it have to be? Big enough for a pomegranate were to drop right through the kli. At that point in time, you're throwing it out. It's useless. Eretz Zayit Shemen Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanin Eretz Shekol Shirah Kazaisim. All the shir in Eretz Yisrael is a zayis. A kazayis. So the Gemara here is just bothered by the language. Kol Shirah Sakadatcha Vaika Hanach Damara. Not every shir, but Ella Rov Shirah Kazaisim. Kazayis is the most popular shir out there. Divash. Now, Divash is not honey. Divash is dates. Kikosev is a gazabi Yom Kippurim. You eat a nice juicy date on Yom Kippur, you violated eating on Yom Kippur. Of course, eating less than that is also prohibited. Is that min haTorah? Is that min derabanan? Chatzi shir aser min haTorah. Eighth parak of Yuma. We'll get to it. V'ira chani shirim behedja mikseh. Oh, now, okay, good. Right, and that's the purpose of the seven species being mentioned in the Torah. Nothing to do with pecking order, having to do with the Shvach Eretz Yisrael. Look, fruit in Eretz Yisrael all have halachic significance. V'idach. Now, if you go back to the first opinion, which I believe was Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah. So what about Rabbi Yitzchak? What's his counter argument to all this? Hani Shirim Behajah Miksiva. Look, these are Shiurim. They're not written in the Torah. Ela midrabanan. Now that language of the Gemara, I wince when I read that in the Gemara. They're midrabanan. These Shurim are not midrabanan. It's halach, right? It's halach l'moshe m'sinai. So on the side of the Gemara, so where you have basically the same Gemara in Erevin, in Sukkah, so the language over there is hilchasaninu, which is language we're more comfortable with, meaning that's halach l'moshe m'sinai. So over here, when the Gemara says it's midrabanan, it's a bit of an issue because it's much more than that. But anyway, ukras machtabama. Okay, Rav Chisda Rav Hanuna. Yeah, let's get to the two dots. Rav Chisda Rav Hanuna have a yasev esudasa. I see lekame tame v'rimone. So good. So now they're at a meal, and now brought in front of them are dates and pomegranates. Okay. Shachu Rav Hanuna bercha atamre bereisha. So what did Rav Hanuna do? So he took the date first. Controversial move, right? Let's see the pasuk, right? Chita saora gefen uteina rimon zeit shemen udavash. Good. So yeah. So and by the way, devash is dates. So devash is tamar. So what did he do? So he took the date first, but date is number 7 on our list of 7. What are you doing over there? Here it's a choice between pomegranate and date, and pomegranate comes first in the pasuk. So what are you doing? Yeah, but you need to see the pasuk inside. Can I see the pasuk inside? Thank you. You need. Oh, good. You need to see the pasuk inside. I'm now going to read the pasuk. Eretz chita saora v'gefen v'teina v'rimon, eretz zeishemen u'devash. So the pasuk has two eretzes in it. So it's eretz.
We will be delayed for a few moments this morning due to traffic. We will let you know when davening will begin.
Yeah, for all the listeners who are listening, you knew that information already. So I apologize for the repeated information. Right, correct. Ignore the boss call. So the that's very good. So you have eretz twice. So it's Eretz, and then listing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eretz again, listing another 2. So, Rimon is 5th on the depth chart, while meanwhile, Devash, i.e. Tamar, is 2 off the depth chart. After Eretz. So, I understand. Amarle manyavle nagra deparzel of Ishmaicha. My bracha to myself is that I receive, I know it's going to sound like a funny bracha, I would like iron legs and so that I can travel and around with you all the time so I can learn all these things from you. Meaning he thought that to be an unbelievable chiddush. It sounds like he was totally makabel the chiddush, that because Tamar is 2 off of Eretz and Rimon is 5 away from Eretz, so therefore Tamar, even though coming later, is better. And so therefore he felt like, good. I like that, and I'd like to hear more from you. Okay. All right, I know, we'll stop here. Okay. I know this issue of Kedima is very complicated, and I probably did not present it as well as I could have, but it is a complex issue, and we gave it a try, and tomorrow we pick it up with food in the middle of a meal. We're talking about, when you washed. Another big discussion coming up tomorrow.